Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With short days, long nights, and sub-zero temperatures, winter is clearly here. So this week I got some movies that'll warm the cockles of your heart. You can take a brisk walk in the snow with an Alaskan crime thriller, dive into a spiked punch bowl with a Christmas comedy, or try a hot bowl of ramen with a Japanese classic. Tampopo, directed by Itami Juzo. Goro, played by Yamazaki Tsutomu, is a Japanese trucker. He wears a cowboy hat and drives a tanker with bullhorns on the front, along with his junior partner, Gun, played by a young Ken Watanabe. But Goro's real passion is ramen, that Chinese soup noodle so popular in Japan. Each slice of glistening pork, each smooth slurp of noodle, each sip of broth represents the culmination of years of noodle evolution. They stop at a roadside ramen joint, but are dismayed by what they find. A boy being bullied out front, while a gang of drunken louts inside harassing the ramen chef. So Goro and Gun manage to rescue the boy and clear out the abusive customers, but the ramen they finally eat is just not good. The chef's name is Tampopo, played by Miyamoto Nobuko, and she's also the mother of the little boy they rescued. She thanks them profusely, but admits she doesn't know how to make ramen. She inherited the store from her late husband, but not the recipe or the know-how. So Goro vows to train her in a one-woman boot camp how to make the perfect bowl of ramen. On the way, he enlists people to help. There's Sensei, a homeless man who lives with a gang of hobos, Shohei, the chef of a rich man whose life they save, and Pisken, one of the drunken hoods they met at their first visit to Tampopo's ramen house. Will Tampopo, a woman, ever become a genuine accepted master ramen chef? And which of her potential lovers will she approve, Goro or Pisken? Okay, Tampopo was originally released in 1985, but it's being released again in a newly remastered 4K version on the big screen. It's a comedy western and one of the first foodie movies ever made. The main humor comes from treating something simple and popular like fast food as if it were a vintage wine. And it was made during the Japanese economic bubble of the 80s when conspicuous consumption of rarefied and expensive imports was a national pastime. Movie consists of dozens of short, funny tableaus with dozens and dozens of characters, separate but somehow linked to the main story, including a couple dressed in white who hedonistically mix food and sex. The late Itami Juzo was a great satirical filmmaker and Tampopo his first international hit, basically creating a new genre, the food movie. Definitely worth seeing. Sugar Mountain, directed by Richard Gray. Miles and Liam West, played by Drew Roy and Shane Coffey, are brothers who work in the tourist trade in the scenic port of Seward, Alaska. Liam is as honest and trustworthy as Miles is shifty and undependable. Liam can fight a bear with a knife while Miles is a newbie in the wilderness. But because of a recent accident, they crush the fingers of a famous concert pianist by mistake, the family business is in dire straits. So Miles, that's the sketchy one, comes up with a scheme to make tons of money. It's flawless, he says, as long as we do it right. So they pretend Miles is lost without a phone on the banks of the formidable Sugar Mountain, only to reappear 10 days later after hiding in a cave to sell his exciting story to mass media. They'll make tons of money, he's sure. And his girlfriend, Lauren, played by Haley Webb, is in on it too, and she helps manipulate press coverage, including a fake story that Liam fought with, and maybe murdered, his own brother. The problem is, Miles really seems to actually be lost. They can't find him, or maybe even dead. And the town cop, who's also Lauren's dad, suspects Liam of murder. To top it all off, Liam doesn't realize his brother has a second motive. He needs the money to pay off other debts he has. And the guy he owes them to, played by Jason Momoa, is not a happy camper. If he doesn't get the money, he'll take it out in blood, most likely Liam's. Sugar Mountain is a solid dramatic thriller with lots of unexpected twists, and the fact it's all played out against the breathtaking mountains, glaciers, and forests of southern Alaska really adds to the pleasure. Office Christmas Party, directed by Josh Gordon and Will Speck. Josh, played by Jason Bateman, is a recently divorced manager at a Chicago-based internet provider. They're making good money, and thanks to Josh's good nature, the employees all seem to like it there. Tracy, played by Olivia Munn, is a tech genius who works on his team, and she has a plan to revolutionize Wi-Fi. And Josh's boss is Clay, played by TJ Miller, the son of a company founder. Clay is an extreme sports devotee who majored in university in Canadian TV studies. He may be irresponsible, but he can throw a mean party. Everyone's excited about their bonuses and the end of the year festivities until in walks the CEO. It's Carol, played by Jennifer Aniston, who is the opposite of Clay in every way. When he's the life of the party, she's the wet blanket. Where Clay is fun and spontaneous, Carol is uptight and has a sadistic streak a mile wide. They're also brother and sister with all the childhood grudges that means. She announces austerity plans. No parties, no gifts, no bonuses, and lay off 40% of the staff. What a Grinch. What a Scrooge. The only way they can survive is to somehow land a major corporate client within 48 hours. But the client they want, a Mr. Davies, thinks the corporate culture there, with all the layoffs and uncertainties, is no good. So it's up to Josh, Clay, and Tracy, and the rest of the company, to hold the best party ever to convince Mr. Davies to reconsider and to save their jobs. The rest of the movie is just a wild office party, exactly what the title suggests. Picture live reindeer, cocaine, naked people sitting on 3D printers, a Santa with cash taped to his body, people jumping off high up things, widespread mayhem, destruction. It's like the movie Project X, but with grown-ups in an office. Is it funny? Yep, it's pretty funny. Constant gags and laughs with truly funny jokes about every couple minutes. And the small roles are even funnier than the main ones, including Jillian Bell as a deranged female pimp. Office Christmas Party, Tampopo, and Sugar Mountain all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings, and Sugar Mountain is also being released on video on demand. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.